So some doctors are saying that obesity and mental health are so connected that they should be considered a double epidemic, that we can't win the war against obesity if we don't look at mental health issues that are leading to it.
Well, what they're saying is that when somebody is depressed, there are physical changes as well as emotional changes that go on that contribute to weight gain. And we all hear of people who emotionally eat to deal with various traumas in order to escape for a while, because food does provide some comfort. There are some chemical changes that occur as somebody gains weight, so it becomes a vicious cycle where there are chemical compounds from the fat tissue itself that contribute to further weight gain. Other issues that contribute to weight gain as well are sleep disorders. I mean, we see this with sleep apnea, where the body never turns off. Well, in this case with depressions, the same similar thing happens, where people just don't sleep well. And the normal cycles that contribute to satiety, that is making you feel full, the hormones that are responsible for that just don't get produced. And as a result, people feel more hungry. So it is an intricate dance between depression and obesity. And within the environment that we have, it just makes it that much more easier for people to gain the weight because of the calorie-dense foods that surround us.
And it just sheds light on how this obesity issue is a lot more complex than perhaps it first appeared.
It is extremely complex, because there's no one specific solution that's going to solve this problem. It is, we tend to overuse the word, but it's multifactorial. There are many, many factors within our society that contribute to obesity and depression. I mean, there are many people who are working in situations where working conditions are intolerable. Depression rates are very high, for example, in the public service. So it's not something that you can just say, well, if we fix this particular thing or change this food or how you eat or exercise more or on and on and on, the various solutions that people propose, it just won't work that way. And until there is some comprehensive plan to be able to address many of the issues, and over time, you can't just do this all in one shot, it's going to be a very difficult problem to solve.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.